from the beginning.
And I was shown that that Lucifer would return, that the UN and the Vatican were going to be completely behind it, again, under false pretenses. He's going to show up and say, I'm here to save the day, right? And, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah, of course,
ahead,
you can say whatever you want. But I've always hated censorship. It's the internet.
Sometimes, you know, once they get you for your first love bite, well, it depends on how aware you are, right?
First of all, as you know, the Anunnaki and the Draco are enemies. Second of all, underneath Baghdad was a stargate that was created by the Anunnaki so that they could transfer from Jupiter to the Earth.
I'll never see the sun. I could just end it all, but the demons will have won.
Actual practitioners that, you know, some are good and some use their magic for good and to heal and to help, and others do use it for evil. And, you know, in some cases, you know, people really were.
This is too much sometimes.
From the broken ruins of Babylon, this is End of Days Radio. And I'm Daniel, broadcasting to you all the way from the shimmering Emerald City, right here in the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Today's date is November 9th, 2017. And this is your End of Days Radio holiday special. So Merry Christmas, Happy Halloween, Happy Turkey Day, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever sort of holidays you celebrate in your particular faith. How do you like that one? This is a very special episode because, hey, End of Days Radio continues to change. It continues to evolve. I have one very important thing to report right off the bat. My birthday was just a few days ago, and I am now 35 damn years old. Yes, I am old. I'm too damn old. Or am I young? I seem to be somewhere in the middle. It's so funny when your birthday comes and when you're a little kid, it's all you can think about are getting those presents and everything just being about you for one day of the year. And then the older you get, the less and less you look forward to your birthday. And eventually it becomes a dreaded day that you fear as every new gray hair sprouts on your increasingly dry scalp. So depressing, isn't it? I envy all of those out there that don't experience these things. You people that still look young in your 50s, good for you. You Eastern Asians out there, you East Asians out there with your great diets, good for you. Oh boy. So, what's been going on in my world? Well, quite a few different things, but most importantly, I wanted to announce to you guys the return of End of Days Radio normal episodes, or I don't even know if you would call it a normal episode. I suppose that this show is known for doing great interviews. It's known for having great guests on, and it's really drifted off from just those types of shows where I'd go on air and just talk about whatever I want to talk about and just do a show. And people can call in if they want, of course. Remember that call-in number is 209-348-9810, or that's NinjaShoe777 on Skype. You can call in, of course, anytime, but what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to announce the return of the End of Days Radio format, where we don't always have to have a guest on. We really drifted off from that. The thing is, when you have all these awesome guests, you think about the numbers, you think about the ratings, you think about just seeing those numbers skyrocket, and you know, it's very healthy for your ego and all of this stuff. But is that really the show that I set out to do here? Is that really all I wanted to do, was do interviews? Hey, we're always going to do interviews, don't get me wrong. We're going to be doing that most of the time, of course. We're always going to do interviews. That's going to be the main part of the show, always. But why not just go on air sometimes and maybe talk about the news, maybe talk about aliens, maybe talk about real life? Do we always have to have somebody come on here to do a show? Whatever happened to the days when radio hosts would just go on air and talk about traffic and weather and crap like that? What happened to that? Oh, I do want to give a shout out to Stuart Swerdlow, who was kind enough to wish me a happy birthday. It's so nice when people think of you, and who would have thought that Stuart Swerdlow would be thinking of me on my birthday and would wish me a happy birthday? Big shout out to him and his lovely companion, who are so kind to allow me to interview Stuart and put on one of my favorite interviews. So much is going on in the world right now. It seems that many very perverse individuals are being exposed. I think that a major focal point of what's been going on in the news lately has been this horrible, horrible abuse of young people in Hollywood, or the Hollywood, as they call it, in Los Angeles, the city of fallen angels. How could it be that something so innocent as movies could turn into wicked sexual control power games? How could this all happen? Was it always like this and we just didn't know? Doesn't it say in prophecy somewhere that in the end times that the secrets will be unveiled and the things that are hidden behind the curtain will come to the forefront? The backstage will be exposed, literally. All those creepy Hollywood pervos. You Charlie Sheens. Isn't that whole Charlie Sheen thing interesting? He was getting so popular at one point. He was really over. He was on everybody's mind. Everybody was talking about him. It was all about Charlie Sheen. People were doing impersonations. They're doing that stupid winning thing. I mean, I say it's stupid now. At the time, we all thought it was awesome, right? And then, suddenly, he gets caught blowing a guy. And then it all just unravels, and suddenly he isn't cool anymore. Like, what happened, right? And supposedly, so these porn stars that were living with him, I think one of them said that he's supposedly into shemales, which is interesting. So I could see him definitely taking part in these things that Corey Feldman has been accusing him of. It's like he finally names a name and everybody's like, oh, okay, no surprise there. Charlie Sheen. And why would Charlie Sheen be so interested in... I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Why would he be so sexually uninhibited at such a damn early age where he would be trying to have sexual relations with young boys. What sort of creepy upbringing did he have where he would be doing that? What's going on? It's so sick, isn't it? What else is going on? Does it get much worse? This definitely isn't the last of it, because we know this is going on in Washington, D.C. as well. Look at the Catholics, how much they've covered it up. Oh, they're probably happy now. Finally, somebody else is getting all the heat. All the pervo-pedo heat. They're like, at least we're not as bad as Hollywood. Well, technically they are. But isn't it interesting that this would all be coming out now? I mean, I know, doesn't everybody have some kind of like sexual kink or something like that, right? And we should be accepting of things like that, as long as it's not children. And as long as it's not people getting raped and violated or being forced into these awful quid pro quo scenarios where innocent young females are pounded and prodded against their will against wooden desks and couches. These couches contain many stains and many tears. They soak up many tears throughout the ages. Oh God, isn't that so sick though? So if you want to become some big Hollywood person, an actress or an actor, you have to go through some rough initiation, apparently. It's so disturbing because nothing is sacred, not even Hollywood and Los Angeles. Remember River Phoenix? Nobody listened to him. And no, Corey Feldman, he didn't just start this. He had been naming names for a long time. It was just nobody would listen. And Corey Feldman is saying that Michael Jackson is innocent and has always been completely innocent. We talk about Michael Jackson a lot on this program. I'm not really sure why that is. I've always thought he was an incredible artist, an incredible dancer, an incredible singer and songwriter. He's just all around a genius. And I just always had this feeling that he was innocent. And I'm not sure why. It was just this gut feeling. But for a while, I did think that he was a pedophile. I was peer pressured into thinking that way. And then I saw the light. But there's a lot of things that we're peer pressured into thinking, biases that we have. I think pretty much everybody had some sort of bias forced upon them, right? All of you people out there with your different backgrounds and your different stories, you multicolored individuals, you special little snowflakes. There's so many different people out there, like Northerners versus Southerners. In the United States, I mean. Isn't that an interesting contrast? And I know all of you outside of the United States and your individual countries, I know that you have your own little local sort of biases and local things that go on, your little feuds. Feuds like the Civil War. It's so funny because America has like this, what, this 250 year history, something like that. And these other countries, wow, they just go back thousands of years. Like England, they go way back, right? Can you imagine having to learn all of that history? Ours is so basic. It's like there was the Revolutionary War, there was the Civil War, then there was World War II. And yeah, close the book. Time to move on to economics class. I personally think school is pretty stupid past junior high school. I'm not sure why you even have to go to high school. You would think that you'd be able to teach everything that these kids learn in 12 years in about, what, 6-8 years? Maybe start school a little later and graduate far earlier and then go to college or go into the workforce or something. I don't think that our way of doing things is really the best, is it? in high school, it's so stupid, isn't it? It's so short. It's, what, 3-4 years, depending on how it's handled for you. And of course, yes, I know those of you out there, you have different types of educational systems in your countries. But I know that oftentimes school is all about status. That's why they make kids wear uniforms in some schools, right? So they don't wear the gang colors, or they don't make fun of the kids that don't have the nicer clothes, or it's supposed to make things more even somehow, right? Like in Japan, all the kids wear uniforms. I'm so against that. I mean, I'm a red-blooded American. When I went to school, I could wear whatever ugly clothes my mom picked out for me. And that's a right that every kid should have, to wear whatever ugly clothes their mother picks out for them and forces them to wear, right? Why is it that the government can tell you what to wear? Why would anybody want the government to get up in anybody's business like that? Yeah, school is all about status, but that's what life is about. Life is about learning to just be yourself. It's so simple when you think about it. It's something they tell us in kindergarten. It's something that we hear all the time. Just be yourself. Don't front. Don't try to be something that you are not. Don't suck up to anybody. You don't have to. Everybody's equal on this earth. We are all gods. We are all God's children. And that means that we are all gods. I am a god, and so are you. So a god does not have to bow down to anybody. Of course they don't. You can always be yourself. And if they don't like you, and you lose your job, or you lose your spot in the group, then good. You will just move on all the quicker until you finally find smarter people, nicer people, that accept you for who you are. So remember, above all, don't back down. Stand up for yourself and always be yourself. Be your real true self, no matter who you're around or what you're doing. I don't care if you're a kid in junior high school. I don't care if you're the guy sitting around the water cooler at your corporate job with all your friends. You people in your corporate world so afraid of getting fired or written up by your bosses. Drinking your coffee. Working for the man every day and the night. You people out there that work for Evil Corp. Mr. Robot is back on the air. One of my favorite shows. We did have Greg Hausch on this program. Pretty interesting story there. If you haven't listened to that show, then please go back. Go back and listen to that. He tells his prison story, and it is cool. At one point, he completely loses his mind in solitary confinement and starts seeing people there. And this is one of the people that founded Anonymous, which is kind of scary when you think about it. You know, one thing that I wanted to do, I'm not saying that I want this to become like a daily news show or anything like that, but why not just hop on air sometimes and talk about what's going on in the world, right? Because I know everybody out there really cares what I think. Or hopefully at least they like my stupid jokes. I know that I'm a great interviewer. I should probably have some sort of trophy. Perhaps I'll make one for myself. Perhaps I'll craft it out of metal. I'll make myself a trophy that looks like a unicorn out of metal. I'll weld it and I'll bend it with my strong hands. And I'll put it on the highest platform in reverence of myself. Okay. I'm not going to do that, people. Really. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. Be yourself. Don't be afraid of offending people. Don't be mean. But just be yourself. It's so important. You know how in high school, how those people that seem to have everything, they have the looks, the money, everybody likes them. They have it easy. Don't envy them because they have it too easy. And they're peaking so early. Like, that's the probably the best it's ever going to be for them. Most people have a little bit of a harder road. Most people have to learn to like themselves. Even if you're not perfect looking, or you're not the smartest, or the most athletic. If you're a little 5 foot tall, overweight albino with a gimp leg and crooked teeth and one testicle and two gay dads, then you're no better or no worse than anybody else on this planet. Everybody is equal. And furthermore, I think that anybody can be in a romantic relationship with anybody else. I think that a 500-pound obese woman with acne problems can be with a 5'8" skinny guy that just so happens to like women that are big like that. So there's plenty of different ways that people can get together. You know what really has always intrigued me, and not in a way where I would ever actually go down that road or take part in anything like this. But you guys know about Russian brides, right? Like the guy, he goes on some sort of website where he gets a catalog and he mail orders a bride and she comes from Russia and she gets her green card. Aren't those relationships so strange? I mean, you would think that a guy wouldn't want to do that because he would just feel like he was getting used, right? That's the thing that everybody thinks, that's the main argument. I definitely see that side of things, but there's some interesting stats about those mail order brides. Apparently, more of those actually work out than normal relationships. Isn't that pretty strange? But I also have to ask why that is exactly. Is it because she doesn't know the language that well or the culture and she's like afraid to leave the house? Could that be why? I don't know. But I do have to think it's really funny anytime somebody gets a Russian bride. This place that I worked, this guy, he was probably like, I don't know, 57. He's old and he had some girl coming out. She was a woman, and she had a kid. She was coming out from Russia. And, man, she was like, she was younger than me. She was like 30 years old. She has to have sex with this old man. That's gotta hurt, right? But, hey, if that's what they want, then it works out both ways for both people, right? The guy gets his young little fleshling companion, and the woman gets to come to the United States and have a whole new life over here. So it's a win for both parties. At least that's what I saw written on a forum where some woman that had a company like that was defending what she does. There must be a lot of money in that, right? In hooking people up and peddling humans across borders and finding ways to make it work. But I just don't know about that. I don't know. Can you really find love through a mail order catalog? Are there rules to how it can happen? Can you meet somebody on the bus? Can you meet somebody while water skiing or at your church or at the funeral home? Can you meet somebody swimming in the ocean? I suppose it could happen anywhere, right? In any way. So who am I to judge? I'm just me in my little world, in my little corner of the universe. But let's move on, right? There's plenty to talk about. We do not have a guest on this episode. We will have a guest on next week. Next week, I will be talking to Stephen Lancaster. Ooh, exciting. But let's go ahead and talk about some news, why don't we? This news story, this End Times report, comes from NationalGeographic.com. Apparently, in Wells, that's Wells, England, tons and tons of octopuses were crawling onto the land and just dying. And the cause of death is completely unknown. It's so sad because they're basically just killing themselves. Why the hell would this be happening in Mother Nature? Why would animals just kill themselves? Even in my local area, right? My local area, there used to be tons of salmon swimming through the little streams and creeks and through the little inlets. There used to be tons and tons of fish. There used to be orcas swimming around in there. None of that stuff's in there anymore. Just a bunch of pollution, just a bunch of noise from the military. It's not like it should be. It's not natural. This world is dying, people. It's dying. One thing I remember that was good in school is they would teach us about recycling and teach us about the planet. If it is a planet, if it is round, that is. That's still up for debate. But for what we know that we can't just destroy our environment regardless of how it's shaped. We can't just throw chemical waste into the oceans, cut down trees indiscriminately, and just take and take and take. We can't do that. There's drawbacks. Our Earth is an ecosystem. It's like a body. We have to take care of it. Even in Christianity, it says that Adam and Eve were supposed to take care of the earth. That was before Steve came along and ruined it all. Right, Adam and Steve? Never mind. Moving on. This comes from DrudgeNow.com. Japan rolls out sleek all-female police squad to protect Ivanka. The Asahi Shimbun. A squad of female police have smartened themselves up to guard U.S. presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, who arrived in Tokyo on November 2nd. So basically, it looks like a bunch of ladies in business suits. Apparently, they have a lot of training. Good for them. It's kind of cool that they have this special little squad of female ninja police officers to protect Ivanka, isn't it? She is a very important person. She is a fashion icon, apparently. Oh, boy. Wow. What do we also have here? Apparently, this also comes from DrudgeNow.com. The Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock brother has been busted for child porn after bragging about the attack. So this guy, he shot up that concert, and his brother is a pedo. What the hell is going on with his family? What is going on here? Are we ever going to find out more about what the hell the story is here? One brother wants to kill people. The other one has kiddie porn on his computer. What kind of mystery is behind all this? Do I even want to know? I don't know about the conspiracy stuff behind this. Lately, these shootings are happening so often and so fast, before you can even really investigate whether it's a conspiracy or not, there's already two more that have happened. And then we're thinking about those ones. They really seem to know how to set the pace, don't they? They know how to roll them out and not even give us enough time to even think about it or form any sort of opinion. They just go bam, 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 throwing us into this circus of fake news. In this fake reality that they force upon us. This black magic they use to control our minds and steal our psychic energy, to steal our God force. damn them. Damn them all to hell. Also, I wanted to talk about Wolfman Mike. I'm sure many of you remember the thing that happened with Wolfman Mike. We were doing a show, and Wolfman's style of marketing himself is a little different from mine. His is very spontaneous, live in the moment. Whoa. All of a sudden, the phone is ringing. What's going on here? Oh, it looks like we had a call and then we lost it. Let's try to call this number back. It's dialing. I'm so sorry about this wait, everybody. When you dial people up on Skype, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Can you not? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Who's this?
Yes.
Hello, sir. Who is this?
Hang on a second here. I understand why you can't. Can you hear me now? Wait a second. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Why am I? Yes. I understand what's going on here. Yes. Can you turn off your device, please, and playing in the background?
Yeah, sorry about that.
This is Art.
Art Bell?
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, young man.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. I didn't even know.
I was having some technical difficulties, but I thought, you know, on your birthday, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I forgot.
Thank you. Wow. I'm in shock here. Like I said, Mr. Bell, I did not even know that you knew who I was or knew that I even had a show.
Actually, yes. I've been listening and stealing your ideas for a long time.
Oh, my God. I thought there was something like that going on, but that's fine. You're a legend.
Why, thank you. Yeah, so I can steal yours and also Wolfman's ideas.
Yeah, sure.
Right, then.
Wait, did you say Wolfman?
Yes, because, yes, I've been stealing his as well. Not anymore so much. I had to quit smoking. I don't do my show anymore.
Wait. Art.
It's not the same.
This thing about you not doing your show anymore, why did you stop doing your show again?
Well, frankly, excuse me. I was being shot at, and I decided to run through the desert, and, well, I stuck my penis deep into the desert sand, and I thought, fuck this.
Okay, that's it?
Well, have you ever been shot at?
No.
Well, you know, I could actually demonstrate for you what it feels like to be shot at.
So now this woman, Heather Wade, she's in your place. She's actually taken over your show, right?
Yes, well, she's a witch.
Did you say she's a witch?
Of course, yes. That's why I hired her, too, because she's a witch. I thought it'd be kind of interesting to have a witch take over. Nobody really knows why I did that, because I think she did something to me.
Like what?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. The best answer sometimes is I don't know.
Do you think she's doing a good job?
I don't know.
Don't you listen?
Yes, but every time I just keep... I don't remember any of it.
Art, can you tell me what your favorite interview that you've ever done was?
Yes, that would be Mel's Hole.
Oh, I thought that would be the one. That was a good show. That's one of my favorites. As you know, you are my idol. You are my hero.
Why, thank you. Actually, I'm very, very rich because of all you people, and thank you very much. And yes, I'm rich enough now that I guess I don't need to be with the show anymore so much.
So you just have so much damn money that basically you just don't give a fuck.
Well, basically, I robbed Bob Crane as well.
Oh, poor Bob Crane. Do you still keep in contact with him?
Sure, he has no idea.
Now, Art, I understand that there's been a little bit of tension between you and George Inori.
Oh, George is fine. Georgie, pudding and pie, I kissed his girlie and made him cry.
Okay.
He sure didn't like that very much.
So, you guys are cool then? You don't have no more feuding is going on?
Well, I imagine he's quite pissed off. I'm quite a ladies' man, as you know.
Oh, I see. Yes, definitely.
So I imagine George would be quite mad at me.
Yes. Art. This isn't really Art, is it? This is Wolfman Mike.
Oh, man. How'd you know? you got me.
Everybody. I'm sorry if you thought that was indeed the real Art Bell. No, that was not Art Bell. That was
working on it, but you know, I had it there for a while. Sometimes I don't, you know, and then I was losing it a little bit, but yeah, I had it there for a while.
I have to admit, I was pretty impressed with that. It sounded pretty spot on.
Yeah, it takes. I didn't even know I could do that. I just thought one day I was listening to him and I thought, I'm going to try to do that voice.
Yeah, I think there's some potential there. I think that maybe you could take over. You could just become Art himself and you could fill that gap in that void that's been left behind.
Sorry, man. I tried smoking some stuff here. Good herbs, but she's choking me out. So I'll lay off while I'm talking to you so I don't cough anymore. But yeah, I think I could probably go with. I was thinking of a character on my show called Art Dinglebell, and he sounds just like Art, or as close as I can do. And I'll interview people just like he would, but he'll be a guest host. He will take over the show. He'll be like, sometimes it won't be Wolfman Mike; it will be Art Dinglebell.
I think you should just say that it's Art Bell, and if people are dumb enough to believe it, then just let him live the dream, man.
You're crazy, but that would be funny.
Yeah, just go with it.
Might as well just go with it, eh?
Yeah. So, Wolfman, you are an interesting person. Your show, Monster Castle Paranormal, I gotta ask, with a name like that, what is going on for Halloween? What was your Halloween like? Did you celebrate it? Did you give two shits at all?
Actually, it was weird. Everything screwed up on me on Halloween. Sound problems and everything. I kind of just gave up that night. Threw my hands in the air and fuck it. And my guests didn't show up. A few times in a row. I've had bad luck this month, man, with sound problems and all kinds of shit. But I've got through it, and I got some good guests and shows coming up. Actually, if it's Thursday, I've got a show at midnight your time. Oh no, 9 o'clock your time tomorrow on Monster Castle, and it will be Greater Texas Paranormal Society.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've had them on before. It was one of my first guests when I first started it. They're groovy.
Now, you're
a
guy.
I've been doing my own investigations, too. So yeah, I've been out a lot.
I was just about to ask you.
I started doing my own haunted house investigations and UFO hunts and stuff like that, looking for evidence of my own.
Have you run into anything spooky, any shadow beings, any gray aliens?
Wait till you hear this story. Okay, this just happened this week. I had a couple days off. Christina says to me, let's go. I had a dream about a haunted house at the end of one of these dead-end roads we've been driving by. So we went out there, we in the boonies. And we've never been down this road. And it's just a really weird, spooky old road with only a couple houses on it. And way down at the end, past a couple big curves. Oh, and we passed this trailer with a creepy-looking guy in a van. Okay, we went down the end of the road, and sure enough, there's a damn old dilapidated house there that looks haunted. I couldn't believe it. It's new. We really never came here before. No, you just dreamed this, and it's here. Yep. Okay, we're going to go investigate. So I did an EVP session and took pictures all over. So far, I haven't heard anything in the EVPs, but I haven't had a chance to really listen to it clearly. I think I might have heard a male voice say, hey, and it shouldn't have been in there. But the weird thing is the pictures that Chris got, and we still haven't put them into a computer to send them. They're just in her camera right now. But there's this weird smoky kind of ectoplasm shit coming out the windows. And
no. Oh, Wolfman, you are messing with some mysterious forces, my friend.
Oh, I know. Well, I do exorcisms too, dude. I'm not scared of this shit. I have stuff with me. I'm like the... what were their names? Ed and Lorraine... I forget their last name.
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Warren, that's it. Yeah. Chris and I are a lot like them because I'm like the protector. I got the salt and things to exercise with. And she's like kind of like a medium. And so am I. I can feel shit too. So between the two of us, we're pretty good investigators.
Have you talked to any spirits?
Yes. Yes. I actually, to continue the story, this is pretty cool. So we went back down the road after doing this. And then looking back through the pictures, we saw some strange stuff and we wanted to go back and look again because that can't be part of the picture. So we wanted to go look at the place and compare it to the picture and see. And so we went back down there and the weird guy in the van passed us on this road, which nobody goes down, right? And he gave us a strange look and he stopped, turned around and started following us. Oh, yeah. And so we just kept going.
Ooh, that is creepy.
Yeah, man, it was. I was actually looking around frantically in the back seat to see if I had any of my throwing knives or anything with me.
Now, Wolfman, you live in Canada, right? You live in Canada, right?
Yeah.
What part of Canada was this in?
Southern Ontario, near Lake Erie. Outside of Aylmer, in between Tillsonburg and Aylmer.
Oh, damn.
Around Vienna, actually. That's where Alexander Graham Bell was born.
Damn.
By the way. Tiny hick town, middle of nowhere.
Deep Canada.
Right across the lake from Cleveland.
Do you get high before you go on these ghost hunts?
Dude, the evidence is in the pictures. There's no denying it. You can't fake that.
No, I'm not saying like you're hallucinating. I'm just wondering if that's part of your routine.
Dude, I get high every day. I don't even feel it anymore. I use marijuana and THC and CBDs to heal me.
So do I.
Yeah, it just heals me of pain and stuff. It doesn't make me high anymore.
I still get high.
It takes me a lot.
It takes me a lot, but I do a lot.
I don't. I'd have to smoke heavy-duty stuff like Shatter or something.
Oh, I don't fuck around with that stuff. That stuff's too strong for me.
Yeah, me neither.
Wolfman,
the guy followed us to the house.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
And then I was scared at first, but I just got out and I confronted him. I asked him if he knows anything about the place. And he said his mother and his father both died in there, and his grandmother. And sometimes when he's driving around there at night, he sees the light on inside this place. And there's no way. Absolutely no way there could be a light on in that house. So it's kind of cool. He was creeped out about it. Well, when I went back, I told him who I was, and he's heard my show. And he's got a pentacle tattooed on his back. And then he treated me like I was some kind of movie star. It was incredible.
He treated you like you're a movie star?
Yeah. He's listened to my show before.
He knew who you were?
Yeah. He knew, at once I told him who I was, he knew who I was. He listened to my...
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great story, Wolfman. That's incredible.
And when, excuse me. When I then he was begging me to go to his trailer and do a paranormal investigation around it, because he says it's haunted in there and around it. So I went and investigated around his trailer, where the house used to be that burned down that his parents lived in too, and. Sure enough, around back of the place, I got voices talking to me in my head, and they told me the name Mary, and I said, somebody named Mary working in a garden here, and he said, oh my God, he said, my mother's name's Mary, and she used to have a garden right here, worked in it all the time and loved it, it's her favorite thing to do, so I was dead on.
Could you do that to me right now?
I could.
Let's do it.
Usually I put porn music on when I do readings.
I don't have any of that.
Okay. I'll try to do it without porn music.
Boom shawang, boom shuck shuck shuck, boom shawang. Oh, I can't keep that up. Just do it, Wolfman.
Okay. What I'm thinking is you got a recent new girlfriend. Or you're going to.
Oh, okay, well, that's good news.
Very soon.
I'll go with that.
She likes it rough. She's naturalist, like in the woods type of person. Crazy things in the woods, maybe having sex in the woods.
She oh my likes
toy
God.
Animals all around her, and likes drinking wine, red wine.
Oh, really? I like drinking wine. I love wine. In the woods, that's going to be great. I'll have to bring some blankets to prevent any chafing.
I would suggest to bring protection against.
Mosquitoes and STDs.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling of danger. I think she likes to really play it dangerous too.
Damn, that's exciting. I'll have to bring a large knife to impress her since she loves danger.
Yeah, well, even just for the other guys that may be following her.
Wait. What do you mean other guys following her? What's going on here?
Just stalkers.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you'll have to be armed.
Oh my God.
You'll have to be armed if you go out with her, or you may end up hurt.
I'm going to have to buy some sort of firearm. Good thing I live in America.
But she's hot as hell and she's worth it.
All right, I'll buy
it. As a matter of fact, I think I got her name. It's gun. Amanda. Do you know someone named Amanda?
Amanda Bynes? I don't know.
Her last name's Kiss.
Amanda Kiss. Oh, okay. Excellent. Nice job, Wolfman. You really had me going there. So you got my hope when you mention the rough sex in the woods.
Actually, no, all that part was real.
Well, I hope that it comes
that
true.
That was really a card I pulled.
Oh, you...
That could really happen. But, and the Amanda name, I think, was right. But then when I said kiss, that's when I was being silly.
Well,
everything before that was actually part of the reading.
Well, I do have to ask Wolfman, are you also a telepath?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. How long have you known this?
Since I was a kid. My brother and I could talk without speaking to each other. We can still do it, no matter how far we are apart.
Oh my God, that's incredible. That's out of this. That's like the X-Men.
Yeah, well, we never had to tell each other where to meet or anything. Like, if we went somewhere, like, or after school, or went separated or something, we would just know to go, okay, go there right now. And then he would go there, and we'd both meet up there. Stuff like that. Or it's not so much words in that, but I know if he's hurt. I know if he's happy. I know I can sort of see and feel what he's doing right now, even. I can feel what mood he's in.
What's he doing right now?
He's cooking.
Oh my God. I have a feeling that's accurate. Can you
late.
Does it happen with anybody else?
Yeah. Well, I can actually
anybody?
Do it with anyone now. I've heightened my skills, honed my skills so that I can do it with almost anyone once I know them.
Oh wow.
That's why the ETs are interested in me, because I could always do this, and I can fly their ships.
You can fly their ships?
You can only fly their ships if you can remote view and if you're telepath.
What ET group is this?
Almost all of them have the same way of propulsion. With most of them, like the Greys, have a ship that's... You need to be able to remote view, and it just slipstreams and goes like as if you were squishing a watermelon seed in your fingers. It slips through space and time.
Oh my God, that sounds incredible. I want to try that. Didn't you say that you could summon UFOs?
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary though, man.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's a telepathic thing. I just talk to them.
And they come.
They flash their light. Sometimes they'll come. Sometimes I've had twice where they actually revealed themselves physically to me. Showed themselves.
What did they look like?
To me.
What did they look like?
The ones I've only seen one kind myself. They look like a grasshopper.
Like Jiminy Cricket?
Praying mantis more like, or grasshopper sort of thing, yeah.
Oh, you saw the mantis aliens?
Yeah.
Were they friendly?
Really friendly. Very helpful.
I have a really important question to ask you, Wolfman.
What's that?
How do you feel about President Donald Trump?
He's not my president, so I don't really know much.
So you like him?
So far, I say give him a shot, but he's a businessman. But in a way, I hate businessmen too, but I'd rather have a businessman up there than a politician, because the country's in desperate need of getting rid of those corrupt politicians.
That sounds pretty smart to me, Wolfman.
So I'd say give him a shot and wish him the best. Because if you think negative, if you think bad and negative about people, then bad and negative things happen to them. As a collective thought, we all project on the reality that we are going to live. We all project.
Wolfman, what was your most wild sexual experience?
Go
ahead, think about it.
Wow, I can't even think. I threesomes and sex on the beach.
Threesomes? Do you say you had a threesome?
Several times. Lots of threesomes, man. That's fun.
Damn, you get around, bro.
Oh, man, I had lots of fun, man. It's lot,
two girls at once.
Around here, you know, it's not that hard.
You're playing doubles.
Oh, yeah, man.
What was that like?
Oh, my God. When I was, I had a bachelor apartment on St. Thomas here in Ontario. It's kind of like a poverty town, but, you know, people party like crazy in towns like that. I had a different woman at my house every night. I actually had it set up, and I don't want to sound like really big shot, and it was easy for anyone to do this. But I had them set up on a schedule where they knew what day they were coming to my house. Ultimate
Wolfman.
Yeah,
Wolfman, you dog, you.
I'm not like that anymore. I got one girl and I treat her good.
Well, you grew up. You matured.
Yeah, I had to get that out of me. I was married for a while and then I was single and that was when I went wild.
Oh, I got married young. It's always the single years. That's when they go wild. Wolfman, can I ask you another question?
Yeah, buddy.
Out of all the radio personalities out there, out of all the hosts, who is it that you hate and despise the most?
I don't really hate and despise anyone, but irritation-wise, I got to say, Heather Wade's voice irritates me really bad. I can't even listen to it.
Oh, poor Heather.
I'm sorry, but I like Heather, but I cannot stand listening to her voice.
Oh, man.
I don't know. To me, I don't know why. I find it irritating, and I don't know why.
Can you do the Art Bell thing again, just a little bit more?
Yes, Heather, I'm afraid to say your voice is very annoying. You got to work on it. Come to my house. We're going to do weekend sessions and to try to get your voice a little more pleasurable. It's very irritating. Extremely. You really need to get some help, girl. And I don't know why you're not listening to anything I told you about using your voice. We're going to have to do some oral exercises at my place, all right, this weekend. Thank you, Heather. Bye for now.
That's incredible. I love it. Okay, Wolfman, I got another question for you. So, as you know, this is our Halloween / holiday / Thanksgiving / Christmas episode. I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite holiday, and what do you love about the holiday season?
Oh, obviously Halloween. Always been my favorite. I like everything spooky. Every day of the year is Halloween on my show.
And that's Monster Castle Paranormal.
Yeah, and you know, I like to do different castle and monster voices on the show. If anyone hasn't heard it, it's a lot of fun. But we are serious, too. When I do my investigations and have my guests on, I do ask serious questions. It's not all jokes. We do some serious investigating, too. And it is a weird, I take on the weirdest people that I can find. That's what I like, the most extreme of the paranormal, the freaks.
What about Christmas? Do you go to any family Christmas parties?
No, I just eat children.
You eat children, Wolfman?
Yeah. Little baby, gingerbread children.
You don't drink eggnog or buy presents for your loved ones?
Just blood.
Aren't you going to buy a lovely present for your beloved girlfriend?
I give her magic mushrooms.
You're giving her psychedelic mushrooms for Christmas.
Well, that's the original thing you're supposed to do. That's what the presents come from the mushrooms. Traditionally are white with red spots, the ones that come from underneath the, I think, pine trees.
So you're going to pour all this this psychedelic mushroom soup down her mouth, then you're going to sex her.
Maybe.
You're gonna make sweet psychedelic love.
Depends on how high I get.
Boom shakalaka. Merry Christmas.
That's craziness.
Well, Wolfman, you are a free bird, you are.
No, I like Christmas, like when I was a kid, but now I think it's just annoying. The Santa Claus is fucking annoying.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, definitely Vacation. That's hilarious.
National Lampoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Definitely. The oldie, but it's an oldie but a goodie. It just... Oh, I also like the old cartoons, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like where they have this claymation. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I like all of the claymation Christmas stuff. I like all that.
Yeah, with Clarice and Bumbles.
Yeah.
My nose!
Yeah, that was bullying, you know, the way that those reindeer were treating poor Rudolph.
You'll never be a good reindeer. You'll never join the team, Rudolph.
That's not bad. You got those impressions.
Oh, I can do them all. I can do them all, man.
Let's hear some Wolfman Jack. Merry Christmas from Wolfman
Merry
Jack.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from Wolfman Jack. And it's Merry Christmas and Happy Halloween every day here on End of Days Radio. All right, yeah, can you dig it?
Ooh, I love that. I might have to save that one. Do you have any other impressions?
Oh, geez, I got so many I can't even think of them all.
Let's hear one more. Come on.
Why don't you call a restaurant and I'll do a prank call?
I'm not gonna call a restaurant. Just let's hear some. whatever you got. Let's hear it. One more.
Well, I'll call a restaurant.
Is that legal?
I always tell them that they're on the radio live near the end of the call, and then they like it. Most of the time, people like it.
That's because Canadians are easygoing.
No, I do all over the world, dude.
So you're just calling? You're calling restaurants? From England,
they hate it. They get mad, and it's the funniest thing.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's funny. I phoned England one time, and I told them that I said, "Oh, we need the reservation for lots of people, you know, and two, three people in wheelchair. Do you have accommodation for that, please? We are very hungry." And lady says, "I got a copy of it somewhere. I should just play it."
Wolfman, anyway, can you
the
do?
The lady says, "Oh yeah, we could do that." And then I said, "Oh, and there's one man. He has wooden leg, and do not make fun of him. It's not very nice in my country. We don't make fun of people with wooden leg."
Can you do a George Norrie?
Ghost. I'd have to listen to. Jeez, why would you want to? It's so annoying. That's another annoying voice.
Point taken.
I find it annoying. And not just that, but sometimes he says dumb things, you got to admit. But I do like George. I'm not going to say I hate the guy because he's doing some good work there. But he is annoying to me. Kind of like Heather Wade.
Wolfman Brig from Bell Gab says hi.
How's it going, buddy? I gotta be in Bell Gab too. I should check that out.
Yeah, all the hot new podcast hosts are all about the Bell Gab nowadays.
Is there a Monster Castle group in Bell Gab yet?
You should probably make one.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna do that. Well, I was doing tonight. That's what I was doing, making posters and trying to advertise my show. Nobody knows about it really much.
Well, you gotta get with the big boys. You gotta make some big moves. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, man. I'm ready to do some things.
Think outside the box.
Yeah, I am. I always have.
Yeah, why am I telling you that? You're way out of the box, Wolfman.
I am way out of the box.
Yeah, you haven't seen the box in a long time.
Yeah. Sometimes I go deep into the box, and you wouldn't believe what I find in there. And what, and I got a few items here. Would you like to buy one of these?
Okay, Wolfman, we are approaching the end of the hour. I wanted to thank you for joining us here on End of Days Radio, our Halloween episode. Would you like to plug your show one more time?
Yes, actually, this is Art, and I'd like to promote the show Monster Castle Paranormal Radio, because it's almost as good as Daniel's show. And I really like Daniel's show, but Monster Castle's pretty good, too. So I would say it's pretty good, and I would listen to it. MonsterCastleParanormal.com. You'll find all the links there. It's on TuneIn Radio and Spreaker.com for the archives. Enjoy! And thanks for having me, and happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. As I said, you are my idol, and tell Wolfman that he is a good friend, and have a good night.
All right. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hello, this is End of Days Radio. Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey there, buddy.
What's going on, my man?
Not much. Just got off the phone with the legendary Wolfman Mike.
I missed the fucking Wolfman. I knew it. I was trying to call him while he was on, damn it.
Oh, you just missed him by a split second. I'm sorry there, buddy.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's my fault.
It's all right.
I backed your show up on TuneIn Radio like 2 minutes, maybe a minute.
Well, this won't be the last time we have Wolfman Mike on this program, so don't worry. There will be plenty more in the future.
Awesome. But I missed my chance because I was kind of listening, having a good time. He's funnier now. Love the Art Bell impersonation.
Yeah, he's not bad at that, is he?
That is so close.
That those type of things take a lot of practice.
Yeah, you got to have the cough and that, you know, like he's been drinking coffee all night kind of voice with Art Bell and smoking. I love that. Art Bell, you know, my relationship with Art Bell is kind of like I was sleeping when that show was going because I had to get up to work the next day. I was a normal person working like everybody else does during the day.
Yeah, I pretty much got into it when I got into it, Art Bell was already in his later years. He would just go on coast to coast, like on the weekends and stuff like that. So I actually found old shows of his on the internet, and that's kind of how I got into him.
Well, I never tuned in regularly because, like I said, I was asleep when that show was going. And the few times I did tune in, it was some cheesy guest that you could barely take, and 3 or 4 hours of a cheesy guest with commercials every 5 minutes. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, the nice thing about this program is we're completely commercial-free. I can't promise that we won't have our occasional cheese ball. That does happen from time to time, but I can promise that I'll be as real as possible with it. Go ahead.
Your show, when you have the cheese ball on, is different because it's commercial-free. Cheese ball. I don't know if I could count anybody in your line of guests as a cheese ball, Daniel. You've had some pretty great guests over the years, so I don't think I would count one of those guests as a cheese ball.
Yeah, there's been a very diverse group. I mean, I've always found it to be really... I feel very grateful and humbled that anybody that has accomplished what some of these guests have done would actually give me their time and talk to me. And it's been great because I've learned so much and I haven't had to read all of these different books. I've been able to talk to these people firsthand. So of course it's awesome. And I highly encourage anybody else that wants to do a show or a podcast to all you have to do is get started. It's probably a lot simpler than you think. But I'm just mostly grateful. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to do in this life.
I hear you on that, Daniel. And let me add to that that not only did you get a chance to talk to those guests firsthand, in my opinion, one of the reasons your show is number one is you gave every one of those guests the widest space to tell their story of any show that I hear or I've heard on the radio, and you get a more in-depth, deeper conversation from these people because of your format. And I'd put your show up against every show out there and challenge your format, takes them all. And there's some great shows out there, Daniel.
Yeah, definitely.
But the way you give your guests that space to tell their story, and then your sense of humor, and then your creative genius that makes the show funny and entertaining, it's the number one show in the world.
Well, thank you, Todd. That's very nice of you to say. Definitely makes me feel good to hear those words. I like to think that I'm doing something special here. I mean, of course, I'm no more special than anybody else. But if I can somehow use my abilities and what few things I am good at in this life, if I could somehow use my time, my energy to entertain people out there, to offer them something that helps them get through the day, that makes me feel good. And if maybe just a few people out there, even if they open their minds and they actually find themselves changed in any way by this program and the revelations and illumination that we're offering here to all the listeners out there, if I could just get through to a few people, it's worth it. Like, you always hear these teachers say, if I can just get through to one kid, then it's worth it. That's exactly how I feel. It just takes one.
Yeah, those cheesy movies from Hollywood where it's like, what's that one movie where there was that blonde actress that played the teacher that went to Los Angeles to try to help these kids become their potential? What was that movie?
Oh, that was Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. What's the actress?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. The top actress at that time, because she'd just done Scarface, where she was at the height of her career, most beautiful, and played with Al Pacino in one of his best performances.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer is just a very beautiful woman, of course.
Wow. Man, you're touching, you know, earlier, I just wanted to say, in your earlier commentaries, you were like pushing every hot topic button you could hit tonight. Is that on purpose?
Well, there's just a lot going on. I mean, we have all of these things that were hidden that people like you and people like me have been going on and on about for all these years, and nobody would listen to us. Nobody would give us the time of day. Nobody would even bother to take us seriously for a moment. And now it's all coming out. It's all being revealed. And now all the naysayers and the doubters and the deniers, they look like the fools because they would not listen to us when we were saying that these pedophile rings were going on all the way back in when? 2012. All the way back then, and no one would listen to us.
But Daniel, even if they are listening, I don't think they're getting it because the thing is so strange that they're going to play it so that the general masses don't get to who they really are in the end. And that's how they play it. Whatever's going on with the revelatory thing, Hyde Lewis always calls, he always says that the Bible, when they talk about the apocalypse, that didn't mean the end of the world. That meant the pulling back of the curtain, the revelation of things. So everybody thinks that Revelations is about the end of the world. Like Clyde says, it's about the final pulling back of the curtain so everybody sees at the end what the reality is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think that looking at what's going on as the end, I don't think that's really right. Of course, this is End of Days Radio, but that's just a fun play on words. And we do have an End Times theme, but I in no way believe that it's nothing but gloom and doom out there, or that we're in store for nothing but gloom and doom. I think that there is a strong message of hope here, and there might be rough times ahead indeed, but I think that all it takes is that little silver lining or that little glint of light in the darkness to give us some little bit of hope.
Yeah, and your show does that. Makes me laugh. I love it. It's too funny, and it talks serious, but it's approached in a humorous sense, and that sometimes is how the most powerful stuff is revealed, is through humor. You know, people won't get it unless it's couched in a joke sometimes.
Well, the problem is, I totally agree with you, Todd. The problem is that when anybody even hears about this stuff, all you have to do is just start talking about it. As soon as you do that, people just shut down. They close their ears. They roll their eyes. They don't even want to let you get started.
Label you. They're automatically programmed, right?
Exactly. They have these things called sliders. It's the way that people are programmed. A slider means that as soon as a certain topic comes up in your mind, it just slides into something else, and it just goes away, and you just blink, and it's gone. And you don't even know why you forgot about it. You don't even know why you got off the topic, but you were programmed to get off that topic.
And it probably occurs differently with the different generations, because whatever freaky technology they're using to fuck with us all, it advances as time goes by, see? So it's more primitive, it's growing. The problem is, though, Bill Cooper, you know, he always used to say, whatever you see around you, their technology is 75 years more advanced. And can you imagine what 75-year more advanced technology looks like, Daniel? You can't even imagine.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I'm pretty sure I've seen it myself. There's things out there that would just defy any sort of explanation. Even the stuff that's out there on the market that we can buy, like an iPhone, just think about all the different things it can do. Drones.
A drone almost discounts every UFO sighting as an alien ship, in my opinion, to a degree.
Because
you can go buy a drone now down at the 7-Eleven or the Maverick $20 with a camera on it.
Yeah, there's some these drones, Todd. I've been really getting into them. They are very cool. They can take all these really neat pictures from high altitude, so you can get all your surrounding area, and you can even spy on the neighbors and spy on the
don't
neighbors.
Don't do that, Daniel. Don't do that. I've read stories about over the years. It's been about 4 years now. A woman wakes up and she looks outside of her kitchen window and there's a freaking drone hovering there looking at her. There's so many stories. People run out in their backyard and shoot them out of the sky. And then they got charged with shooting the person's property that was running the drone. You know, discharging a firearm.
Well, I was thinking that when I come down there to Utah, we could take a drone and we could use it to scout out the underground bases before we actually physically go over there.
No, you can't. You can go out close to those things, Daniel, but you know where the entrances and shit of that is. But you get anywhere near it, dude, and there's fence lines and there's lights and they're there. You're not gonna get around them, dude. Ground sensors and probably drones flying all above the areas. You can get real close to them, and they let people, you know, all the tourists here go out to the deserts, to these weird spots. They're really weird and cool. Like the old Pony Express Trail, Daniel, where they delivered mail from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
They preserved the old Pony Express Trail station where the mail was delivered, and it's a building that they preserved in the middle of the desert and there's nothing else around except some picnic tables and a few weird juniper trees. And it's the weirdest desert scene out there in that area you've ever seen. You can go picnic there and go a little bit further, a couple miles over, and you see where the fence line is for those all that crap out in the desert we got here, where they won't let you get anywhere near it.
Now, Todd, this is our Halloween, holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday show, my birthday show. But
happy
I wanted to
birthday.
Ask. Thank you, Todd. That's very nice of you to say. But I wanted to ask you, since you are in Utah, are Mormons really into Halloween?
Well, Mormons, if you're like a real strict Mormon, Halloween is always here. You know, they do pumpkins, and pumpkins is big around here, and all the Halloween kind of costumes. But we're a Halloween. We're a Halloween place. They won't sell, you know, anywhere where it gets close to Satan, they're backing away, you know.
And I take it.
They're not putting up skeletons hanging out in front of their house or, you know, decapitated zombies or anything like that, Mormons. They wouldn't decorate their house like that.
Do you celebrate the holidays, Todd?
Oh, I love the holidays, especially Halloween, my favorite probably. Decorate the house, put up all my haunted portraits that I draw, you know, a few every year. I sent you one, Daniel, with the Wolfman. Not the Wolfman. a werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I got about 40 of those. I try to do two or three a year.
I just put that picture up in my hallway. I took a picture and put it on Twitter.
I love that. And, man, that's a one-of-a-kind original. I sketched it. Inked it in with the coolest markers that glow and change in light and stuff, paint markers. But Halloween, we go to town. It's crazy around here for my family because we're real festive. Come Thanksgiving, my mom's got the biggest spread you've ever seen in your life. Turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, best mashed potatoes in the world. Yams, squash, cakes, cookies, donuts, the whole family gathers at my mom's. That's an incredible time. And Daniel, you know, it starts to get cold. It's getting cold now. So when I come out to my car, my fingers are cold. I got to go to work every morning. And so when the season changes, you're going into the Christmas time and everything's dying and the temperature's changing and you kind of get chill. Got to put more jackets on now because the world's going into the deep freeze, the death part of our seasonal cycles. And Christmas becomes more special because everything does get harder and colder as you adapt to the change of the seasons, especially if you're a construction worker, because now you're going to be outside in the elements. But it's okay because, you know, back home there's a fireplace and stockings hanging, and there's a Christmas tree. You know, Daniel?
Oh, I love that, Todd. You really set the festive holiday mood for me just now.
Well, that's kind of how I would explain. We take Christmas real serious because, goddamn, if I make it to another Christmas and I'm with my wife and everybody I love and my family, yeah, I do get a tear in my eye because that's the most important stuff in the world right there. Your family, your friends, the people you love, and the fact that you're not, you know, that you got them.
Family is super important.
Yeah. And I got good family. I know people that don't got good family or don't. Aren't good family members, but more my family, my mom raised us right, and we all get along.
Things like Illuminati and reptilians and psychic powers are fun and everything, but really the most important thing is family.
Yeah, and you know, because of that, I was able to tell my family for the last 30 years or so about the Illuminati and the aliens and and the conspiracy and all that, and they listened. They didn't get it back then, but they listened because we had that love, you know, my brothers and my sisters.
That's beautiful, Todd.
They didn't read like I did, but they were smart, and I'm smart, so I can get the point across.
All right, but, Todd, we're gonna keep it moving. Is there any last things that you would like to say to the folks out there?
Yeah, I wanted to say one or two things. I'll make them real short. And man, I love the show and holiday episode. Glad I got in on that. Here we go again with the Hollywood and the cults and the people being abused by the cults. And it's like they have it set up like a gym. Come get a membership. It's cool, you know. And then you go in there, and then these four women's being put into these cults. That story about the cult leader over there that's been charged, you know, alleged that he's got all these women and he's branding them.
Oh, yeah, you sent me this story, Todd. This is in the sun.co.uk, horror cult inside the terrifying, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, NXIVM slave cult, where women, including a Hollywood actress, are forced to hand over naked pics, get branded with the founder's initials, and are beaten with paddles.
Yeah.
A Hollywood actress is among 70 to 80 women trapped in a terrifying secret cult in which members are blackmailed, branded, and beaten with paddles, according to the group's former publicist.
And some women that have escaped.
Holy crap.
And some famous Hollywood actress that claims her daughter's there. My daughter's there. I'm scared for her. She was in the show Dynasty. Remember the TV show Dynasty?
Oh my God. Why would they all go along with this?
The women?
Yeah.
They get tricked into thinking it's a self-help thing and a workout and a meditation thing with the guru at the top. It's going to help you. It's your life. And it's all women, but there's one guy that's running it. Look deeper into that, and it's just another cult in California out there in Los Angeles and New York. They got branches everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I just have to wonder what goes on in a person's head where they would want to become a slave and be branded. These pictures are scary.
Well, they get trapped. They don't know. What it is they use the techniques on them. First thing they do is they go, "Welcome to the cult," but they don't call it that. They're like, "Welcome to the wonderful love healing session." And it's all women. It's like, "We're all women here. Come on, come in." And then as they get them coming, because they don't have a life, they tell them, "Send this. Now we need a picture of you naked. And now we're all going to tell our worst things we've ever did. You know, things you wouldn't tell anybody." And then they film that, videotape that, Daniel. And then they threaten the person with the stuff afterwards. They say, "Now you bend over, we're going to paddle you because you broke the rules here. And if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to put these videos out."
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's kind of like a slow degradation, a breaking down of the will, of the self-confidence. It's really just stealing a person's power.
Eventually, when they got them, they brand them.
Yeah, the ultimate violation of a person.
The brand? Did you see that weird brand?
Yeah, that's really terrible. I mean, what would...
Did you notice how it had a triangle and a pyramid in it?
Yeah, I see that.
Missing a line or two. Maybe the line's on top instead of the bottom. Do you see how they play games with all the pyramids, symbols?
Yeah.
Like the Luxor Hotel and is a big giant pyramid right there.
It's just very disturbing that anything like that would go on in America, where people are supposed to be free.
Well, just a ton of that stuff's going on. It's disguised in different uniforms.
Well, there was that other guy, that Castro guy, that had the woman locked in his house and had it all turned into a prison.
Was that in Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah, there were so many weird cases where you had these serial killers that were chained women up in their basement and killed some of them, buried some of them while they were still chained up women next to the buried women. They caught them because, you know.
No, I had a friend when I was younger. I had a friend, and I remember his dad would not let his sister walk out of the house and walk down to the local gas station or the store on her own. She was 13 or 14 years old, and I always thought that was stupid at the time, but now I think I sort of understand. There's just a lot of freaks and perverts out there that will abduct your daughter.
Yeah, my wife's from New York. I'm from Salt Lake, and she lived in New York during the 70s. Grew up, you know how you were wherever you were in Washington, right, in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I was in Salt Lake. My wife was in New York, and she tells me all kinds of stories about walking down neighborhoods in New Jersey to get home from school, and there's all kinds of shady mother humpers, and they had to learn how to get home from dark neighborhoods in New Jersey back then.
That sounds like the movie The Warriors.
Yeah, well, but for kids, the kid version. She said there were gangs of kids that beat the shit out of you. 12, 13 years old, you know, there's 10 of them that just, kick the shit out of you.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to walk her home. Oh, yeah. I had similar stuff around here. I imagine every town does have these bullies, especially back in the 80s, where they're waiting for the punk kids that they could beat down to come, the bullies.
Yeah, bullying. Yeah,
I won't keep you because I could go on all night, Daniel, but I love the show, man. Incredible. I love it.
All right, Todd. I thank you for calling in, and I will talk to you again, my friend.
Sounds good, my man. Peace.
Peace. Good night. Happy Halloween and Merry Christmas. And that was Todd the Bod, friend of the show, friend of mine personally. And before him was Wolfman Mike, both guys, longtime friends of the show, calling in to join me on this wonderful episode that we are using to ring in the beautiful holiday season. I'm going to buy lots of presents this year. I'm already planning it out. Got to get that Costco card. Got to get those Costco candies, those Christmas Costco candies. Those of you out there that have Costco's nearby, you know what I'm talking about. Oh boy, there's so much going on in the world, and we could talk about it all night. But one thing I did want to touch on just a little bit is the concept of karma. A lot of times we talk about magic on the show, and we talk about ways to protect us from those people out there that are having ill intents towards us, those that wish to block us from happiness and success, those who wish to do us harm, to slow us down, to hurt us, to degrade us, to slow down our progression, to hurt our self-confidence. There are enemies out there, period. And oftentimes people want to know, how can you protect yourself against these types of attacks? Well, I like to think that there's something out there called karma. And when somebody does something awful to you, you don't even really necessarily have to do anything back to them. I think just knowing that karma exists and having the power to not react at all and to simply wait for their own energy to return back to them is a pretty smart thing to do. I suppose you could call it the law of mirrors. Whatever you do to me is just going to bounce right on back to you. Anything you try to do to me, it's going to reflect back onto you. Not because I wish you any harm, I'm just saying that karma is real, and eventually everybody's karma comes back to them. Even me. I'm not above the forces of interdimensional karmic law, and neither is anybody else out there. So treat each other kindly. Remember the golden rule at all times. And once again, if you're being attacked, there are protection spells out there. Or maybe you just might want to stare in a mirror and just say to yourself, hey, you know what? Whatever anybody throws at me, it's eventually going to come back to them times three. And if you keep that in mind, that is empowering, because you don't have to get caught up in the games, the little squabbles, little feuds, because you know ultimately the universe will sort itself out. I do have a letter from a listener. This is from Adam. He says, Dear Daniel, and remember everybody, if you want to write to me, that's danielendofdaysradio@gmail.com. That's danielendofdaysradio@gmail.com. And you can get a hold of me over things like Twitter as well, End of Days Radio or Ninja Shoes on Twitter. So Adam says, Dear Daniel, I like your show, but I have to disagree with your stance on abortion. It is wrong to kill a spirit, period, and woe unto any woman who violates the commandments of the Lord, period. From Adam. Oh, Adam, why? Look, go watch The Cider House Rules. I don't even have to answer this question. There is a movie that you can watch that will answer this question for you. Just go watch The Cider House Rules. And then we can talk about abortion. Until you've seen that movie, I'm not even going to go there with you, Adam. I'm sorry, but how can you say that abortion's wrong when we have a overpopulated planet? How can you say that it's wrong when there's all these mouths that need to be fed? I just don't believe that. I don't think that... I don't think it's good to do. I don't think you're doing an awesome thing. I don't think it's something that you should just go and get done, like you go down to the gas station and buy a soda pop. I don't think it should be that easy. Or not that easy, but you know what I mean. It's a tough decision, and it's something that's okay to do in the right circumstances. And I don't see anything really wrong with it. It's more responsible. It's good. It's responsible. Once again, go watch The Cider House Rules. The second letter, this is from Morningstar Rises. And he or she says, Hi Dan, recently you had Adam Kakesh on your program. I enjoyed it quite a bit, but you should know that he is indeed Jonathan Brandis. Just listen to his voice and tell me that's not Barry Wary himself. Oh, no, no, no. Look, the guy is not Jonathan Brandis. Could he not be any more clear with you out there? Could he not be any more clear? It's not him. He's got his whole different thing. In what sense would that make anyways? Why would they be using Jonathan Brandis to talk about libertarianism? What would be the point of that? It doesn't even make any sense. He just kind of looks like him. I admit he kind of sounds like him, but if you really look close at his face, his nose is different. He's got a really thick neck. Jonathan Brandis was a good actor. I really love his movies like Sidekicks, but I don't recall him ever going into the military or becoming a Marine or anything like that. And if he was still alive, I'm sure he'd be trying to make a comeback in Hollywood and not going around with a desire to become not president. It just doesn't make sense. So no, 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 he is not Jonathan Brandis. Let's put it to rest and let's give Adam Kakesh and his unique message a fair and equal chance instead of worrying about him possibly being some deceased child actor. Rest in peace, Jonathan Brandis. Enjoyed your movies. Enjoyed Sequest. Oh my God. What a great show, right? We talked about quite a bit. We went almost, Oh my God, an hour and 40 minutes? Just me sitting here? I'm sorry. And we went a little bit longer than I planned. I was only going to go an hour. But then people started calling. One thing led to another. One thing led to another. That's not ever something you really want to hear, right? One thing led to another. But here we are at the end of another episode. Join me here next week. We will be back on our regular schedule. I will be talking to Stephen Lancaster here November 17th at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will be back to doing a show with a guest. But do not fret, for we will do more of these shows with no guest in the future as well. And we will bring back the old format of having a show and not necessarily being dependent on having a guest. And I know that you all out there love that. Remember to go to endofdaysradio.com for all things End of Days Radio, for all things Daniel, host of End of Days Radio, the man, the myth, the legend, who will one day have a bullet shot into his head. But not today, my friends. And even if they do shoot me one day, they will only make me stronger, for I will rise again like Obi-Wan Kenobi, become more powerful than ever. That's right. It is the end of days. I am Daniel. This has been a great night. Thank you to Wolfman Mike for calling in. Thank you to my buddy Todd. And remember, everybody out there, don't be afraid to be yourself. Fuck what people think. You are you. This is who you are in the moment. You don't have to change for anybody else. You are perfect just the way that you are, and I want to give you a hug. That's right. I want to hug you. This is Daniel, End of Days Radio. Have a good night.
Winter's coming.
The king has returned
from the broken ruins of Babylon. This is the end of days.